I mean, people were reaching out to me, calling me, coming to my office, emailing me. They were begging me to help them not lose their properties because the government, and especially it was the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, which issued a nationwide eviction moratorium. I mean, as an attorney, that the second I heard it, my mind started blowing up. But
right.
Even as a non-attorney, it should strike you as odd.
I went nuts when I heard it. I went nuts. Where do they get the jurisdiction to do this?
They do not have the jurisdiction to do that. And from day one, I was going on whatever it was, radio shows or TV, Real America's Voice or OAN or Epoch Times. And I was saying, they don't have the power to do this, folks. They do not have the power to do this. And sure enough, it took a year and a half, but it worked. They got sued and it worked its way up to the United States Supreme Court. And a year and a half later, the Supreme Court struck it down and said that is an unconstitutional regulation.
Right.
The CDC does not have the authority to make that regulation. But look what it did. It destroyed so many mom and pop property owner landlords. You know, most of the landlords in this country are mom and pop. They are not these big conglomerate.
Right, but somebody picked up a lot of real estate cheap. Right now in the financial world, David Webb wrote a book called The Great Taking, talking about how they might take our securities. And if you look at all the different ways they have of taking our securities, there are many more dangerous ones than the ones he posited. And there's a push right now in front of the legislature to fix the UCC on the theory that's going to protect them from taking your securities. But you know what I want to say to every hedge fund manager in the world? Don't worry about taking your securities. If they take your body and keep it, they'll be able to take your securities, no problem. So, you know, this is where the danger lies. What you're litigating is how when Klaus Schwab says it's 2030 and you have no assets, this is how they get your assets. This is how they, you know, your chief asset being your body and your mind, your person. If they can throw you in a quarantine camp with no proof of any sickness or anything else and keep you there with no due process, tell me they're not going to get your real estate if they want it, right?
Yeah, no, it's horrendous. I've been practicing law for 25 years. I've never read anything like this. I mean, the regulation, I encourage people to go and read it. It's on my plaintiff, Uniting New York State, has a web page on their website that's solely about this case. And you can link there to the judge's decision. And you can also see a lot of press releases and photos and our press conference about the case on that webpage, unitingnys.com. But you have to read this regulation.
I know you have to read it. That's what you got me to do when I saw your presentation. You got me to read it. And I knew it was bad and I'd read the headlines. But when I read it, I was like, oh my God, they can take everything.
And they can put, and people keep asking me, you know, a common question I get is, well, where are the camps? You know, what have you seen any of the camps in person? The regulation says they don't even have to build any place. They can commandeer any property and turn it into a quarantine facility.
Right.
So you could have a multifamily house, you could have a hotel, you could have even a prison, right? They're emptying out the prisons in New York because, you know, it's too racist to have prisons and everybody, you know, spreads COVID to have prisons, you know, so we have empty prisons. They could use a school. They could use anywhere they want.
They can take whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can take you and they can take your property with no due process.
You would hope that if they took your property to turn it into a quarantine facility, you'd hope there's supposed to be compensation for takings, but who knows? I mean, this is the problem. When you don't have law and order, everything goes.
Right.
You can't have law and order just in one section of our society and then no law and order in the rest of the society. It doesn't work.
Well, but here's another problem with this. someone can say, well, they can't put everybody in quarantine camps. They don't need to put everybody in quarantine camps. If you have this power, all you have to do is set a sufficient number of examples to put the fear of God into everybody, and then you've got total control.